ER101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER101. We are in the spring, right in the center of prom season, and proms, teens, and drinking can be a deadly combination. So we have an expert on to talk about it, Dr. Chuck Nozicka. He is the director of pediatric emergency medicine at an advocate at Condell Medical Center in Libertyville, Illinois, and a clinical associate professor at the Rosalind Franklin University, the Chicago Medical School. So welcome, Dr. Nozicka. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Lee. Thanks for having me.
So it is, you know, that time. I mean, there's teen underage drinking all the time, but a lot of times we do think about it when it's in the spring or around proms. And I saw an astounding statistic through the Department of Justice that 90% of teens binge drink, which seems like way more than I worried about, thought about. What have you seen?
Well, actually, if you look at this, there's the monitoring the youth survey that's through the University of Michigan that really keeps an eye on a lot of these statistics. And binge drinking certainly is up. I don't believe the statistics show 90% of teens binge drink. But the recent statistics show about 25 to 27% binge drink, which is up several percentage points over the last few years, and that at least 40% have drank some alcohol in the last 30 days, and that's all high school students combined. The interesting statistic is that the studies looking at the eighth graders show that by the time they're in eighth grade, 40% of eighth graders have had some alcohol at some time, which I think is more astounding than that. And then the problem with binge drinking is that that's the dangerous type of drinking also. That's the drinking that's associated with motor vehicle accidents, unplanned sex, not using your seatbelts while you're in the car, and other risk-taking behaviors. And that certainly has been increasing in the last few years.
Yeah, I guess it's the point of with teens, I mean, it's not like they're having a drink every day at dinner in moderation. So when they get together and have these parties, I mean, they all get ridiculously drunk. Yeah, somewhere I saw a statistic. So, you know, they drink maybe less often, but when they drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what the Monitoring the Future trends have been showing, that overall consumption is down somewhat, just a few percentage points in the 2013 report, which is from 2012 data. It's down to about 27% from the 39%. But the numbers of binge drinkers has been increasing, and the amount of alcohol taken during a binge has been increasing, you know, to about the equivalent of 5 mixed drinks or 6 to 12 beers for boys.
Wow.
And that's rather alarming. And I don't know what's generating that. I think some of the media generates that in the way they portray, you know, drink, you know, from Animal House, which started when I was in college, you know, that movie with John Belushi portrayed it as kind of a rite of passage. And I think that that's becoming instilled in teens and young people, that it's really not that big of a deal. We see it in the media all the time, and, you know, I'm not the one that's going to get hurt. It's just going to make me have fun and, you know, relax and lose a few inhibitions. But it is very, very dangerous, obviously.
And that's another thing, and you bring up a good point. It almost, you know, I hear of parents that say, okay, it's inevitable my kid's going to drink, so I'm going to rent a limo for prom or whatever. And doesn't that seem kind of, you know, complicit? Like they're sending the message that they're condoning it anyway. So, you know, you don't have to drive, and they think that that's the only danger that they're kind of obviating?
Yeah, absolutely. Parents who enable their teens to drink and actually facilitate them their alcohol consumption has really pushed more teens into drinking. And they've done studies and have shown that over the last few years. Now, at least in Illinois or in the Midwest, there's been a big push by law enforcement officers to stop parents from enabling their teens due to state statutes and regulations where their parents become responsible for that behavior and can actually be arrested for that. And there's also studies that show that the greatest influence on teenagers is really not their peer group, but it really is the behavior of their parents. So if their parents use alcohol responsibly, don't binge drink, don't drink and drive, they actually teach their teens how to use alcohol responsibly as adults. Mm. And I think that's a very interesting point. If we enable our teens and we're going to teach our teens that it's all right to drink, it's all right to ignore the legal issues of drinking underage, then we're basically sending them a message for the rest of their lives that they can interpret the laws the way they want and that alcohol is all right in moderate to large amounts. And that's a bad sign and that's a bad signal to send.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then there was some AAA study, which is what the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and and they found that almost 40% of underage drinkers reported that they actually got it from an adult, not only condoning it, giving them alcohol.
No, that's true. That's true, and certainly that's obviously enabling them to do that. And many times those are the cool auntie and uncle, or that's the older brother that's helping them out. But in many cases, it's also the parents buy the alcohol, and they give them the alcohol in the basement and say, "We're going to take your keys, and we're going to let you drink tonight. Nobody can leave." But it still sends the message that binge drinking is okay under certain circumstances, and that illegal drinking is condoned at that point too.
Yeah, it is interesting, and it's changed a lot, you know, from the times in high school, and I think it's, you know, going, the fact that the law enforcement can now go after the parents. I mean, because it isn't the issue, okay, you make everybody stay over with a party and you supply a little bit of alcohol, but if they overdo it, I mean, it just takes one kid to, you know, need to end up in the emergency room because they're overdoing it downstairs, even though you're not letting them go someplace. It's just a dangerous game there that parents are playing.
Yeah, it is a dangerous game because it actually imprints or it actually teaches the teens that it's all right to do this behavior. So at other times when the parents aren't there, well, it's okay, my parents let me do this in my own house. So it really condones that. And I think that that's one of the reasons that the teens binge drink more in college than as soon as the parents are gone. They don't see it as a problem because they've done it in high school and they've actually been enabled by their parents to drink in high school. So I think that that's something that we're trying to get away from now in education and in the high schools when we go out and talk to these teen groups and the PTA groups. And we're making some headway with it, but it's still the statistics don't show that we're making a lot of headway.
Yeah, it is very hard because I think, you know, in the past it was always just, you know, even the teens were a slap on the wrist when their parents, you know, were teenagers. And it's hard to kind of change the perception of, you know, what's okay and, you know, what's happening. And then, of course, when their parents were teens, it was probably 18 was the drinking age for some people. So it made them feel closer. But anyway, this is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well.